a fair comparison requires discipline. Otherwise, the listener may be comparing a head to a bowl, a mallet to a room, or a player to a mechanism while thinking the conclusion is about the instrument. The following protocol does not make a shop, studio, or rehearsal room into a laboratory, but it helps the listener separate observation from assumption. Control the obvious variables first. Use the same player, pitch, dynamic level, beating spot, and musical gesture. Use the same mallets or change mallets deliberately as the variable understudy. Clear both drums as well as possible before comparing them. Allow heads to acclimate to the room, especially when natural skins are involved. And listen from both the player's position and the hall or audience position. Then change one variable at a time. Compare head type before comparing bowl material. Compare two bowls only after the heads, mallets, pitch, clearing, and player have been controlled. Compare mechanisms by asking not only whether the pitch changes smoothly, but whether the drum returns reliably, holds tension, and remains clear across its practical range. Listen in categories rather than in one general impression. For attack, ask how quickly the tone speaks and how much mallet or mechanical noise is present. For pitch center, ask whether the principal tone is easy to identify and whether it remains stable. For bloom, ask how the pitch-bearing modes develop after the attack. For decay, ask how long the useful tone persists and whether it decays evenly or breaks apart. For projection, ask how the sound changes from the player's position to the room. And for function, ask whether the drum blends, cuts, supports harmony, or becomes masked in ensemble texture. Recordings can help, but microphone placement becomes part of the acoustic system. A close microphone exaggerates attack and mechanical noise. A distant microphone includes more room. A stereo pair hears radiation and reflections differently from the player. The best comparison combines live listening, recorded checks, and written notes that identify which variables were actually controlled. As a practical listening checklist, confirm the same pitch and register region, the same mallet pair and stroke height, the same beating spot verified visually, and the same dynamic level. Make sure the head has been cleared before the test. Listen both near the drums and in the room. Separate attack, bloom, decay, roll, damping, and pedal behavior. And finally, treat brand conclusions as tendencies, not laws.